Alabama Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth has some strong words around the coronavirus pandemic. In a tweet Wednesday, he urged Alabamians to wake up, saying the crisis is worsening by the day. Ainsworth struck a much more urgent tone than many Republican state leaders, including Governor Kay Ivey, whom many have criticized for her lukewarm response to the crisis. Ainsworth tells WBHM's Dee Dee Duban, even members of Ivey's COVID-19 task force have for too long underestimated the seriousness of the disease.
I think, unfortunately, we've had a lot of community spread. I think people on the task force and not have not taken this as seriously as they should have. And therefore, there's, you know, a certain percentage of the people in Alabama that are still going on doing some of their normal routine. The problem with that is community transmission, and we've got to get this under control. And that's one of the things that I'm passionate about, is making sure that everybody understands that this is a serious threat to our state. It's a serious threat to people's health and public health, and we've got to make sure that people listen to Dr. Harris and our professionals and practice social distancing. It's so important.
Those are strong words, and you're issuing a very, very strong call to action here. And I wonder if you think the governor has been present enough and whether she struck an urgent enough tone throughout this crisis.
You know, I can't control the governor's actions. I can control mine. And I'm going to do everything I can do to make sure people understand how serious this is. And we're going to use whatever platform we have to educate people about the facts and the data. And right now, we need everybody in this state to take this serious and to act by practicing what we just highlighted.
Cases continue to climb here in the state. Do you think that there is enough testing for coronavirus happening in Alabama right now?
Yeah, obviously, I think we need more. We're working on right now some different testing options and different, trying to get some stuff approved through FDA that could expedite that. Similar to a test they use, a take-home pregnancy home test. There's some trials they're doing in Germany. We're working on potentially getting that expedited in the U.S. and also Alabama. But yeah, I think obviously we need more testing. Right now we're reserving the testing for the patients that need it most or most at risk, but we definitely need more testing.
Birmingham this week issued a shelter-in-place order requiring people to stay at home except for essential trips like getting groceries or caring for the elderly, going to work. Why has the state been reluctant to issue a similar order for people to shelter in place given the rapid spread of the disease here?
You know, you'll have to ask Dr. Harris that. That's Dr. Harris's call, and, you know, Department of Public Health. I certainly, you know, would support whatever our professionals, you know, decide is going to best protect our health. I guess at this time, he doesn't think it's necessary. And so I respect his decision and opinion on that.
But do you think it's necessary?
You know, I'm going to support our professionals, people that are paid to do that daily. I certainly think it makes sense for what they're doing in Jefferson County. And if Dr. Harris, you know, thought that was the right decision for Alabama, I would certainly support him.
Well, I'm curious to know whether you think the infection rate here might have been lower had the state acted more decisively early on.
You know, I think the issue has been people not taking this serious. And that is, you know, you can put in whatever measures you want, but if people are still, you know, interacting with other people, seeing their friends, letting kids play together, interacting with extended family, you know, that's what we mean by community spread. And what I want every Alabamian to understand is we can stop this if every individual will act like they have the virus and they can't give it to anyone else. And if we can do this for an extended period of time, then the virus cannot spread.
So what you're saying is that state leaders, health and otherwise, have given adequate warning. It's a matter of residents around the state not heeding those warnings properly.
You know, I think right now, I think most people in the state understand what social distancing is. That was a new term probably 2 months ago. No one knew what that was. But I would imagine most people in the state understand social distance. And Dr. Harris has done a good job of explaining that. Dr. Fauci's done a good job on a federal level. The president's done a good job of explaining that. I just think that we still have a certain percent of the population. Just look at what was going on at spring break, you know, a week ago, right? I don't think they understood the risk that, you know, faced our state and potentially faced them and their loved ones. So,
right. But at the same time, the governor didn't decide to close beaches until well into the spring break period.
Yeah, but I think the message has been, you know, consistent. You need to stay 6 foot apart. You know, you need to make sure you're not you know, hanging out with friends and family. I mean, you certainly could have gone to the beach and been 6 foot apart, but I don't think that's what we saw. So I think people are breaking the recommendations that have been set and the guidelines under social distancing.
I want to move on to what you're hearing from other Republican state leaders who haven't had nearly as forceful a call to action as you've given. I wonder what they're saying and whether you've gotten any backlash from that.
You know, most people in the state that I've talked to are saying thank you. Thank you for taking the lead. Thank you for bringing this issue to light. Thank you for, you know, protecting the public. This is what needed to be done. And whether the Republicans, Democrats, Independent, you know, I think there's been a unified voice since I've come out that thank you for leading and for educating the public on the issues and the dangers of space.
How do you think the state should act to curb the spread of this disease at this point? What should the state's response be? Not just so much from residents heeding warnings, but what should state leaders be doing right now?
Yeah, I mean, right now, I think we got to get prepared for the, you know, we know right now we have community transmission. We know that it's exponentially rising. We've got to make sure we're preparing through to make sure our hospital capacity is where it needs to be. So if we have, you know, additional hospital capacity in the future, that every is the purpose. I think it's the job of government to make sure every citizen has a bed if they need it and get the treatment needed. So we've got to plan ahead. You can't do this overnight. And so that's something we're working on. I also think we got to continue to work to make sure we get the proper PPE for our heroes that are on the front lines, the nurses, doctors, healthcare workers that are protecting us. And that's what I'm working on to make sure we get.
All right. Lieutenant Governor, thank you so much for joining us. I appreciate it.
Hey, thank you. Have a great day and stay safe.
You too.
That was Alabama Lieutenant Governor Will Ainsworth. He spoke with WBHM's Gigi Dubin.